I note some things politically today. We've already done some of that with the show. We're going to do a little more. I guess, first of all, you know, congratulations to Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. I was talking with a producer here, Elizabeth, during the break that record of the year doesn't surprise me because it sounds like Bruno Mars is on just about every radio station except ours, unless they play a clip from something like the Grammys. But, you know, we're not a music station. We just have music clips here and there. But he's everywhere. His Super Bowl, you know, I think he's going to be a regular, not the Super Bowl. If you think your team's ever going to, he's been there more times than the Lions have, that's for sure. But I'm bum. A couple of times for Bruno Mars, Lions zero. But congratulations to him because that music's everywhere. And he's pretty darn good. My wife says he's good, so he's got to be good. And I take her word for it. Speaking of wives, it kind of jumpstarts our topic today, coming out of Valentine's Day, because in polling and surveys that are done, the younger generation seems to be less married to the idea of, frankly, getting married. Where does that institution fit in our society as we go ahead? We take it for granted. I know I do. Many people do. But we probably shouldn't, because nothing is written in stone, promised, or lasting forever in terms of, well, institutions like marriage. But we've talked about it so much, especially over the last year with same-sex marriage, etc. The institution in and of itself. Does it have legs long-term? Let's visit with our good friend this morning, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, Dr. John Braccio. Good morning, Doc.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. Good to talk to you. And certainly a very, very good topic, because we're kind of in the secular humanistic world where a lot of people say, oh, marriage is for a day, for a week, or a year, whatever you want it to be. But if society's underpinnings really are based on solid marital relationships where you have children, you have family, and I believe very helpful and useful in terms of keeping a family together when you have a spiritual bond, where you actually believe that God was involved in terms of putting you together. And the responsibility is to work together and to try to have everything work. But
marriage, that would be
really
the sacrament of marriage, and that's part of it. Yeah,
yeah,
right, okay.
Sacrament of marriage. I also think, just a way to look at this, that really marriage is a lifetime. You know, it's with a lover, a partner, and hopefully a best friend. If someone has a good, solid marriage and relationship, it's the most wonderful thing. A lot of times, I think people make bad choices. They really don't really think about what's really the important things in getting together in terms of long term. And also, marriage is a situation where children often, usually, are a byproduct that come in and become a major part. And there's such, this is such a bit of responsibility and joy. Whenever I'm with my son and my daughter and I see the grandchildren, you really do see the responsibility. You also see the desire and the will and the modeling of molding future human beings and then generations. So marriage really is a pivotal key to the present, to the past, to the future. And someone who hasn't had that, and I've been married over 40 years, which is a long time.
Congrats.
Okay. My parents, almost 50 years. So I think when you come from a continuity where you have people that are working together, trying to be a team, and you're going to find that in terms of when you have love and intimacy with a spouse, it really certainly safer, certainly better. And if you look at it financially, another odd kind of a thing is that when you have two people working, or even one person working, working harder often when there's children and a spouse, this can lead to financial and emotional stability. We see so many single parents, usually single women, homes that really are very, very low income. The children tend to have far more prognosis for problems. I'm not trying to stereotype a whole group, but I'm simply saying it just happens to be those facts are true. So we really do want to be promoting the sacrament of marriage, the importance of marriage, and really indicating in terms of living longer, in terms of financial security, in terms of having someone you can share a lifetime with, that you can laugh together, you can cry together, you can have ups and downs, but you're always a team, someone to really work together with. And also, we're also in a society that really is geared for couples, okay, it certainly is. It is a, the institution, if you will, spiritual institutions are set up for couples. Now, someone might say, well, gay couples. Well, I'm I speak in general. Obviously, the vast overwhelming majority are male-female, okay? But the point being that it is the importance of society is geared, set up for this, and the raising of children being a very major part. So this is it's a wonderful thing to be married. If you get the right person, you work with a person, you work as a team, you can have a wonderful life. You've been married also many times, have you not, Dave? And, excuse me, many years.
Yeah, not exactly, right. Doc. But, oops.
I don't want your wife calling me now.
She'll get you on speed dial. You know, we talked about this, my wife and I, recently, though, just to tell, okay, you've been married 40 years, your parents 50. That makes you, 100 years ago, that didn't happen because nobody lived that long. Now they do live that long, but frequently divorced. So you're out there. You're a bit of an outlier now with that, Doc, and I am too. We talked about this. My wife and I are two families, three generations now, two families, multiple brothers, sisters, children, et cetera, no divorces. That is extremely, extremely rare, I think, in society. So are we outliers, or is that what you should model? Because I think young people look and they see their parents and their, you know, even grandparents who blew a marriage, and they say, yeah, so it's overrated. I mean, I don't blame them for having a little less hope than the generation before, if you see my point.
Feeling, I believe this, and in fairness, there has been some divorce, you know, in my family, certainly not in the direct line back, okay, if you will.
Yeah.
But I think when you see the advantages of marriage, you see the children, the grandchildren. Like my dad now would have great-great-great-grandchildren, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
I mean, well, it's the generations. It's the way that things, just things develop and work out. So I give the message to people, and I did pre-Caner for a number of years for the Catholic Church here in the Lansing area. I believe, really, we really do want to promote the importance of marriage, the importance of, you know, raising children and making them the priority when they come along, and that trying to really have a lifelong partner, because if you really have a good partner and somebody that you can share a life with, it's really wonderful. It's harbor. It's a place that you can be, and you can really work things out. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't going to be difficult times, okay, but that's also part of life. We're not in heaven yet, as my mother often would say before she sent me to cut the grass.
Yeah, there it is. It totally makes sense. We can sum it up by saying, look, people are people. They're going to make mistakes. They're fallible. That's what human nature is. But the institution itself is pretty good.
Absolutely.
So you can aim for it. And if you give it the effort, if two people give it the effort, you'd be surprised what might come from. If it's only one person coming one way, you know the way that works, Doc.
I believe in the 60-40 rule. If each of you give 60, you're each going to end up with 100, and that's called consideration.
I'm doing the ad right now. See if I can find Common Core out of that with mathematics. Right here, our good friend Dr. John Bracci, of course, Regional Psychological Services. You'll find the podcast there, all the podcasts. This will be there shortly. You were with Rich last week. You are a man of varied talents, whatever the audience, but marriage and why get married, that's the issue here today. And the doc says, look, give it a chance. It's worked out pretty well over these thousands of years. Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Always good to talk to you.
Listen, let's work on marriage as a society. It's a great institution.
There it is. We'll see you next week. More coming up. Morning Wake Up. John Yob is with us, campaign strategist par excellence, and formerly of the Rand Paul campaign. He'll have a take on what's ahead for the GOP. This is 1320 WILS.